On this week's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marsden tells us that the frustration, anger, and deep disappointment he's feeling is his reminder that he's still alive.
I took my son's bedroom door back off its hinges this morning and put it back in the garage. Our house rules prohibit what we call devices in our kids' bedrooms at night. Early this morning, I reached for my iPad and it wasn't in its normal place, so I pinged it, and my heart sunk when I heard the pings coming from his room. I have given no other person on planet Earth more second chances than I've given this son of mine. So many times. Those pings coming from under his bed were nails in my stomach, and I lost my temper. I threw his phone into the backyard, and I left the house. I'm now at Starbucks at 7:15 a.m. I'm unbathed, unshaven, and trying to act like everything's normal. I don't know if I admire or pity people who can face such disappointment regularly and not get upset. I try to associate with them, hoping some part of them will rub off on me. They'll miss a connection for their flight, let's say. And now they got to arrive a day late, and they smile, and they shrug their shoulders. Oh, well, they say, I guess I'll just get there tomorrow. No problem. It's all good. Let's go find something fun to eat. Wow, I think. I want some of that. On the other hand, this feeling of deep disappointment reminds me that I'm alive. My heart racing, the adrenaline, and wanting to scream. It reminds me that I'm alive. It's my much-needed evidence that I love this boy, and I want him to obey the rules. My wife and I know these rules will help him, especially him. Being dead tired walking into class is a recipe for poor performance, for poor attention span, poor everything. I know this, and you know this, and he claims to know it. Another part of me knows how easy it would be if I just gave up. It's such an attractive thought. Just abandon any hope for the potential we know he has. It would ease my frustration and disappointment, and plenty of parents around us have given up. They shrug. They say stuff like, boys will be boys, or you can't control them their whole lives. And they appear resigned to hoping things will turn out. They're going to drink underage, they say. We can just hope they don't get hurt or get in trouble. I knew a guy that sent his daughter alcohol every week at college so she wouldn't get arrested buying it on her fake ID. She's going to drink, he said, so I'm just keeping her from going to jail buying it. In a strange way, he felt like he was acting like a caring, responsible father. To me, he'd given up. And tonight, the same routine will play out. He'll apologize. He'll say he won't do it again. He'll show his shame. And it will be genuine. And I'll explain why his mother and I have these rules. And he'll nod and say he understands. Looking down, staring at the ground, staring at his hands. And he and I will sit quietly for a bit, and then he'll get up and go into the kitchen and start his schoolwork. Him embarrassed. Me? My heart breaking. But that damn bedroom door is staying in the garage for a long time. I'm Cam Marsden, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marsden and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.